With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. October is National Farm to School Month. Policymakers have been building a relationship between both farmers as well as ranchers and K-12 students. Aaron McKee, Farm to Institution Director for the Institute of Agriculture and Trade Policy, says at a time of low commodity prices, schools are proving a good and growing market for farmers and ranchers.
They're purchasing more and they're purchasing a greater variety of products. So it used to maybe be that they would purchase apples, but now they're using local meats, they're using local cheeses and breads, in addition to fruits and vegetables.
McKee says she supports legislation that would bolster the relationship between farmers and schools by helping farmers figure out how to navigate school supply chains.
That extra money is an investment in the local economy. I mean, there are studies that show that for every dollar that you're spending on farm-to-school product, you're actually generating an additional $2.16 of local economic activity. We believe that it's a sound investment to make in our local economy to give a little extra money to those local farmers.
And by the way, the Society of Nutrition Education and Behavior is hosting a live webinar later today, celebrating October as National Farm to School Month, a time to recognize the connections happening all over the country between children and local food. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.